Hello, that's right. It's time for the good stuff, and we've got good things coming up. Deep thoughts like a day without a book is like, just kidding. I have no idea.
No. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit the Valentine and Cherry County area. Find out more at visitvalentine.com. 50 things to do and more, like the Bull Bash coming up February 14th, Valentine's Day in Valentine, Nebraska.
Won't be long till that will be here. Are you ready for the ultimate ranching revelation? Dive into world beyond the pasture with Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders. Immerse in the thrill of rodeo news and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, they're the ranchers' weekly Bible. It's Tri-State Livestock News, TSLN.com.
20 years ago, Jake Lake sent this in to the good stuff called Getting Older. When my hair is thin and silvered and my time of toil is through, when I've many years behind me and ahead of me a few, I shall want to set, I reckon, sort of dreaming in the sun and recall the roads I've traveled and the many things I've done. I hope that there'll be no picture that I'll hate to look upon when the time to paint it better or to wipe it out is gone. I hope that there'll be no vision of a hasty word I've said that has left a trail of sorrow like a whip welt sore and red. And I hope my old age dreaming will bring back no bitter scene of a time when I was selfish or a time when I was mean. When I'm getting old and feeble, and I'm far along this life's way, I don't want to set regretting any bygone yesterday. I am painting now the picture that I'll want someday to see. I am filling in a canvas that will soon come back to me. Though nothing great is on it, and though nothing there is fine, I shall want to look it over when I'm old and call it mine. So, I do not dare to leave it while the paint is warm and wet with a single thing upon it that I later will regret. Little Jake Lake for you today on the good stuff.
There you go. Well, a couple more one-liners. How's that sound? An RN, cute enough to stop your heart and skilled enough to restart it.
Oh, there you go.
Here's another short little thing I came across. When I woke up today, I had no plans to be awesome.
And there you go, rocking
yep,
it.
It just happened. Mom, grandma, great grandma, I just keep getting better. Meddle not in the affairs of dragons, for you are crunchy and good with ketchup. How's that one?
Hey, don't forget the Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo coming up. Includes youth livestock shows, horse and stallion shows, 1 p.m. on the 30th and 31st of January. And of course, the Tanner Usray and Kenny Fielder concert, February 6th. Holy 60 with Bob Langdon on February 7th at 8 p.m. Check out those concerts. You can go Google Black Hills Stock Show and Rodeo.com. It's the 30th through the 7th coming up at the Monument in Rapid City.
During a little league game, the coach called Scotty over to talk. Coach says, Scotty, do you understand what cooperation is? Yes, coach. Do you understand what matters is that we win as a team? I do, coach. And when a strike is called or you're thrown out at first, you don't argue or curse or attack the umpire. You understand all that, right? I understand, coach. That's great, Scotty. Now, would you go over to the bleachers and explain all of this to your mom? Oh, my, my, my. Hey, happy new year. North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame wishes you a happy new year this year. May this year be bright with opportunity, strength, and timeless values from the Western heritage. North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame.
So I noticed that I've been happier and calm since I switched from coffee to orange juice in the morning. My doctor explained that it's the vitamin C and the natural sugar. But honestly, I think it's the vodka.
I was suspicious that's where we were going. I wasn't sure. The pastor of a church was sitting in his study when his phone rang. Hello, this is Bill Johnson with the IRS. I was wondering if you could answer a few questions. Of course, said the pastor. Do you know a John Timmons, the IRS agent asked. I do, replied the pastor. Is he a member of your congregation? He is. Did he donate $10,000 to the church? He will.
He will now. If you have something to share on the good stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Maybe we can share it with everybody else. Keep listening to this great radio station for more of the good stuff.